Welcome to Hustling Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given gifts. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson. Are you tired of feeling less than enough just because you're single? Then you'll love my new book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. It's time to acknowledge, address, and dismantle the harmful, limited mindset many single Christian women have internalized. Take the first step to discover and embrace the plans God has in store for you. If you want to be notified when the book is released, please check out the Hustle and Faith website. I cannot wait to share this with all my single ladies. You have everything you need to live an extraordinary life with or without Mr. Right. Have you ever worked for or with someone where you could clearly see that wisdom has been chasing them, but they've always been faster? Then you are going to love my 7 tips for how to fight for joy on the job so you can stay sane. I've been working for a very long time. When I was in high school, I worked in fast food and retail. And then I got a sneak peek at the corporate world while I was attending college. And then, of course, after I graduated from college, I remained in the corporate world. Now, I've been in a position to work for people who encourage me to grow, while others chose to create a toxic environment to prevent me from outperforming them. Despite wherever God planted me, He made sure I would bloom. However, this would not have been possible if He hadn't taught me these 7 tips. Tip number 1, always remember your why. Colossians 3:23 reads, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." Please keep this in mind. This is not contingent on whether or not you're working in your dream job. Regardless of what your job is, you need to approach it from the mindset that you're working for God and not for man. So with that said, if God shadowed you at work for a day, would He be proud of you or would He be ready to fire you? Obviously, if you're not performing well, then you need to change your behavior. Okay. But if you're doing your best, then you have nothing to worry about. God doesn't expect us to be perfect, but He does expect us to do our best. Remember, this is because without a doubt, you will encounter people, especially in the corporate world, who want nothing more than to steal your sparkle. You could have the best demeanor, have your clients love you, exceed your goals, and it still won't be enough for some people. And sadly, many times these people may view you from a negative perspective because your ability to flourish, especially in hostile environments, reminds these sad, pathetic individuals of their own insecurities. I want you to remember that this is not something that should concern you. As long as you know God's pleased with you, that's the only opinion that matters. I never lose sight of why I'm on that job, and that is to make money. If I make friends on the job, great, but I never forget the fact that these people are not my family. We probably would never even cross paths with these people, 9 times out of 10, if it wasn't for that job, right? And that's why tip number 2 is especially important. Have the courage to set boundaries. Joshua 1, verses 8 through 9 reads, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." If you want to have joy in the job, you have got to have the courage to set boundaries. There are people in this world who get a sick kick out of seeing how far people will go to prove that they really want the job and will do whatever it takes to keep the job. And I decided very early on in my career that I would not engage in Jedi mind games, nor be a doormat. It's not worth it to me. I'm not trying to sound arrogant, but I'm really good at what I do. You give me a goal, I will do my best to achieve it. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to exceed it. Okay? Emphasis on exceed that particular goal. Yet I've been denied raises and promotions because I don't suck up to anyone and I refuse to engage in office politics and I won't dumb myself down in order to stroke others' egos. And yes, I literally had one of my managers ask me to dumb myself down and I kindly said no, but you are more than welcome to join me up here. Again, if you let people set your standards and boundaries, they will forever move the goalpost. Christ is our standard. We are to set trends, not follow them. Christ commanded us to be the light in the world filled with darkness. And that brings us to tip number 3, be a light. In Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Often, I'm the only Black woman wherever I work, whether it be the only one on the team, the only one in the department, sometimes the only one in the entire company. And I'm used to being noticed this way, but I'm also known for my demeanor. When I'm at work, I'm nice and respectful, but I stay to myself. Again, you will not catch me engaging in office politics. I can spot a troublemaker a mile away. I want no parts of whatever nonsense they're choosing to create, okay? So that's why I always stay away, all right? I don't talk just to hear myself talk when I'm in a meeting. When I speak, it's to add value. And you won't catch me going to any of the happy hours, which I've always felt was like an oxymoron, but I digress, okay? I don't drink alcohol, can't stand the smell of it. So there's no way in the world that I'm going to put my happiness on hold to prove that I'm a team player to folks who deep down, regardless of what I did, would never view me as a team player. Again, I always keep my why at the forefront of my mind. If I make a connection in a friendship, and I'm using that term friendship very loosely, okay? If that develops, great. If not, that's okay too. The way I choose to move through the workforce is very different from other people. Sucking up, cheating, lying, stealing, setting other people up is the MO for a lot of folks, but not for me. And this is exactly why I stand out. I've been able to experience success with my integrity intact. And I've had people say to me on more than one occasion, I wish I could say this or that, or ask me for advice on approaching various situations. The reason they do this is because they know that I will reject what others project. And that brings us to tip number 4, reject what others project. Acts 5:29 states, but Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. If people are your standard, you are setting yourself up to fail. I know that I am smart, kind, direct, and confident. If someone attempts to disrespect me, I will stand up for myself without thinking twice. For some reason, that rubs people the wrong way, especially as a Black woman. Some people have this warped, twisted idea that when someone who looks like me defends themselves or disagrees with their point, is automatically labeled as an angry Black woman. I refuse to accept this nonsense. I touch on this further in other episodes and in my upcoming book, but the main point I want you to take away is do not give in to that nonsense. Even the Bible says in Ephesians 4:26, be ye angry and sin not. If someone made you angry, is lying on you, or someone is going out of their way to force you to accept their viewpoint and you disagree, you have the right to express yourself and let that person know that their behavior offended you and put them on notice that it will not be tolerated. I don't waste my time and energy on people who clearly are not meant to be a part of my world. I channel all that energy to ensure that I'm devoting it to people and resources that will bring me to the next level in life. And that's tip number five. It's time to level up. James 1:5 states, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. I can't tell you how many times there have been so many different types of knowledge that I've wanted to acquire on the job, only to have management tell me, oh, we don't have funding for this or that. And 9 times out of 10, what it is that person who's in charge is insecure and has no desire to have you outshine them. So many times they will hold back funding or say that they just don't have the budget for it, when it's for certain other folks, they can magically find that funding, right? I'm sure you all understand what I'm getting at here. So even though your job may not be in a position or be willing to help you get continuing education, your career trajectory depends on that, right? So you need to be willing to invest in yourself and make sure that you get that information, you get that knowledge, regardless of whether someone is funding it for you or not, okay? In the event that you are not in a position to pay for additional education, you've got the school of YouTube. That is something that did not exist when I was younger. I wish I had that, right? There are so many different opportunities and avenues that you can go about to acquire the information that's going to take you to the next level. Do not allow someone's unwillingness to aid in your education stop you from getting the information that you need, okay? And then once you get that information, that brings us to tip number 6, pay it forward. In Hebrews 13:16, it reads, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. So what this is essentially stating is that once you've got that information, once you've got that knowledge, don't just keep it all to yourself, okay? Make sure that you pay it forward. And if you see someone else that's less fortunate, make sure that you share that knowledge with them. There's so much darkness in this world, and it only takes 2 seconds to be nice to someone. One word of kindness, one piece of information could forever change that person's world. So why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? God has blessed us so much with being in a position to help other people. And it's not just when he blesses you, it's not just that you keep that to yourself. You're supposed to be a blessing to other people. And I think a lot of people forget that. When you receive a blessing, make sure that you in turn are being a blessing to someone else, okay? We're not to just sit here and just keep all of that information and all of that to ourselves. That's not fair. And last but not least, tip number 7, know when to bounce. And that's Proverbs 22:29. Do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before unknown men. So I know some of you may be thinking, okay, what do you mean by know when to bounce? What is this stuff about kings? Essentially, what I'm stating is that if you are growing, you will realize that God is moving you along through the workforce. If you are growing, that means you're not going to be stagnant, right? So when you are growing, he's going to be showing you signs along the way. Hey, I want you to acquire this type of gift. I want you to acquire this gift and this gift and this gift. And then eventually you're going to have all these gifts that are going to be used somewhere else, okay? Because if you're not in a position to necessarily bloom where you are planted, that could be God's way, and things are starting to get uncomfortable, that could be God's sign of telling you, get ready. I'm getting ready to move you on. And you have to be in a position to be willing to move on, okay? There are so many detours that we take in life, but some of us don't necessarily see the signs that God has been trying to give us all along to tell us that, hey, I'm getting ready to move you on to somewhere else. Because so many of us are still trying to hold on. Well, I'm comfortable here. I know what's going on here. And that's true. You do know what's going on there. You may be comfortable, but in order to grow and get to the next level, I've got to make things a little bit uncomfortable for you. So you're willing to see that it's time for you to go. Now, I'm not saying you have to go out there and quit your job. That's not what I'm saying at all. Okay. But some of us deep down know that we have overstayed our welcome because we're just too comfortable and we're scared to see what else is out there. And I want to let you know that, hey, you and I both know that it's time to bounce. You got to know when it's time to cut your losses and move on. And or not necessarily cut your losses, but make sure that, you know what, I've learned everything that I can do here. These folks are stifling my growth. You know what, I'm going to start exploring other conversations with folks that I feel like are more my speed and will help me get to the next level. So these are the 7 tips that I keep in mind to help me stay sane on the job. And again, the job, the corporate world is a battlefield, okay? You have got to fight to keep your joy, but it is possible to fight for joy and have joy on the job, okay? A lot of times people want respect that they're not willing to give, and it's up to you to make sure that you are doing your best to fight to have joy on the job and stay sane. That responsibility is solely on you, okay? And you need to make sure that you are positioning yourself in such a way that you're advocating for yourself and making sure that you are also staying flexible enough to realize when there are other opportunities that God is trying to use to stretch you, to take you to another level. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop, Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.